As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Welcome into the Full Time Report. Wish I had better news to share with you this evening, but it is what it is, as they say. Atlanta United loses 3-0 up there in Philadelphia in what Mike Conte aptly described as one of the worst performances he's seen in a very long time. And I think I share in that regard. That was a dreadful soccer match from Atlanta United. That's about the nicest thing that I can say about that performance. And it goes for a lot of reasons, really. Because when you compile the injuries and the way that it happens, you lose Steven Gregerson in this match. You lose Tristan Mbeumo in this match. You lose potentially Noah Cobb in this match. You add the compounding Lotte suspension from a yellow card accumulation, a fifth yellow card picked up from him. He has as many yellow cards as he does goals at this point. You're up a man for the final 40-plus minutes of this match, and then you lose 3-0. Maddie, I don't have a lot nice to say at this point about what is going on. My name is Garrett Chapman. This is the Full Time Report. We'll take care of you for the next hour or so. We'll be hearing from the manager. We will send it back up there, and we will hear from him when he takes the podium. But Matty, Mike said it. I think I agree. This is one of the worst that I've seen.
I think for me, it's just I needed to see more of the fight. That's something that I think Jason hit on as well. Like when you go down, you're playing up 11 men, and Philadelphia is playing down 10. There has to be more. Like, I think I just wanted to see more of that fight. And I mean, I want to give it right now too. I mean, there's a little bit of a positive takeaway. I mean, I really got to give it to Bartosz Ligh, man. He came on this week and turned it around, came in and was said, we need to build on this. We need to be aggressive. We need to put that out there. And he did that. He was playing two positions, maybe three at multiple times. And listen, you can talk about that goal at the very end. He should not have been in that position.
He's not a center back.
You cannot allow him to be put in that position. That is not on Bartek. That is on the whole team. That's my thing, is Bartek put in the work. He put in the hard work, the grit, and the fight. He did that. And I want to give him credit for that, because he showed that fight. And I got to give it to Noah and Jay as well. They came out and really put it all out there. And it's unfortunate luck. It's unfortunate situation. You have the injuries, obviously Lotte getting the fifth yellow, but I needed to see more fight, and we didn't see it. We did not see it from this team. And it's the frustration on a lot of the players in those moments where you need to be using that frustration and putting it towards getting a result. Get back into it. Push that frustration into hard work. Push that frustration into aggression. Use it. Use it to fuel you and go. Instead of just dropping your head, putting your head in your hands, use it. Fuel it. Keep it and pushing forward.
Yeah.
That's what you need to do.
Yeah. And look, you saw it from Brooks Lennon. You saw it from Miguel Almiron. You saw it from Alexei Marinchuk. You saw it all across the pitch here tonight. Lots of frustration. Lots of frustration here in the studio. Lots of frustration up there in the booth with Mike and Jason. I just have underlined several times, terrible giveaway, bad giveaway. we'll get to highlights here in the second segment, but look, there are three goals scored from Philadelphia, all three against the run of play. All three, I would say, and I never like to criticize somebody's hustle. That's not something that I really like to do, but it was the fact that you did get out-hustled by Philadelphia tonight. And if at the very least you got out-hustled in the critical moments, that led to goals. And it's all you have a man advantage. You have a literal numerical advantage, albeit a 2-0 disadvantage on the scoreboard. So that obviously that changes the way people attack and certainly the way people defend. But you go 40 minutes of this match up a man. And not only are you outscored in that time frame, you only put three shots on frame. You put three shots on frame. You extend your scoreless streak in the run of play to 276 consecutive minutes. And we can criticize the defending all we want. It's three bad moments in defending, right? And it compounds by the fact that this team cannot score a goal. You haven't scored a goal in run of play for the entire month of April. That is unacceptable. That is unacceptable. And it's up to Ronnie Dyla to fix this. You need to figure it out. Because I don't know how you address that locker room right now. Because if it's me, I'm going in there and I'm throwing a table across the room. If it's me, I'm going off Phil Knight and throwing everything as much as I can. This is what you need to be doing, I guess. But you also need to be willing to listen to these players and see what's going on. And you cannot dampen morale any further than what it has already been.
It's a guessing game. It really is, because you don't know. And that's a part of a head coach, especially with responding in those moments. And I mean, I want to go back to even too when you said that the team went up a man, and Jason mentioned it, and I want to highlight it again. You know, you had three shots in those moments, but you allowed for Philly to take up that space. What should have been happening is they're down 10 men. You should have had more players on those guys, putting pressure on them, winning that ball back. You didn't see it. You allowed them to take over in the open space, and you allowed them to get a goal because of it. You can't do that. And that to me is you just got to find more of that fight and that aggression. And I can't put a thing to it.
You got to be a pro.
There needs to be more.
At some point, you got to be a pro and you got to dig a little bit deeper, because the fight's not there. The life is not there. Something is wrong with this club. I don't know what it is. I can't put my finger on it. I cannot put my finger on it. But Maddie, we got to give a man out of the match. What you got?
I think it has to be Bartosz Leish. It has to be. I think the way that he responded, and I think just even going back to his press conference, I mean, this week, he really took that on. He really took on the aggression, and he wanted to go out there and show it. He went out there and he did it. He showed it. Because not only was he having to play as a center back when he is a midfielder,
Yeah. He's
making those runs. He's creating plays going up on the right side. He was trying to get stuff going. We saw it at the end of the first half, too. He was trying to make an overlapping ball over top to Miguel and to Latte Lath, but no one was making that run. Bartosz Leish put in the work today. And unfortunately, you don't have the result to show for it, but he deserves man of the match because he continued to battle and to fight to the very end.
Yeah, it seemed like he was the only one on the pitch here tonight. But let's get into the statistical recap. Possession, Atlanta United wins 58-42. Shots on goal, three. They lose 3-4. Shots, total shots, 13-11. Expected goal, Atlanta United has 1.5-1.4. This statistical recap is brought to you by Emory, the official team healthcare provider of Atlanta United. Quinn Sullivan, he has one goal, one assist. Ty Baribo has the goal. John Jox has a goal. And Michael Oure finishes with one assist. We are waiting, standing by, waiting for Ronnie Dyla to take the podium. As soon as he does, we will send it up to Philadelphia. But when we get back, we're going to get to potentially Ronnie Dyla on the podium, but we will certainly get to some highlights, what little there is from this match. This is the Full-Time Report on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Welcome back into the Full-Time Report on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Atlanta United falls 3-0 in Philadelphia. We are just moments away from sending it up to Philadelphia, where Ronnie Dyla will take the podium. But before that, we need to get into some of these highlights. They are brought to you by Scana. For over 20 years, Scana Energy has made it easy for Georgians to receive the best natural gas rates and excellent customer service. Call 877-467-2262 to sign up today. And brace yourself. It's not a lot of good here in this one. First 15 minutes, I'd say, in change. It's a little chaotic, but in the 27th minute, some poor defending from Atlanta United leads to this Quinn Sullivan goal.
Cleared by Atlanta, but not fully out. Back to Wagner, left corner of the 18. Takes it to the end line. Here's his cross, headed away by Gregerson. Right to Sullivan, who blocks it into the net. Incredibly unfortunate defending by Atlanta United. Six chances to clear and could not get it out of the 18.
Not quite six opportunities to clear, but it was some panic defending from Atlanta United. They have to clear that ball. And that's where bad gets worse, because just a few minutes later, Stian Gregersen goes down with a leg injury. He is replaced by Luis Abram. And then just 4 minutes after that, Tristan Mbeumo, he is injured. He goes down with some kind of groin injury, and Mateusz Glik comes in for him. And that brings us to halftime, where Atlanta kind of goes through 10 minutes of hell, but they seemingly come out stronger on the other side. That is until the 50th minute, where this terrible giveaway from Brooks Lennon leads to this Jean-Jacques goal.
Lennon dribbles right into a 1v3 and is stuffed by Wagner.
There was nobody to pass to.
Back the other way. Uwe ahead to Jean-Jacques. Tough angle shot. Score. That is excruciating. Absolutely excruciating. And it's 2-0 to Philadelphia.
Excruciating indeed. Atlanta now leads MLS in goals conceded in the first 15 minutes of second halves. That was their seventh. Mateusz Glik, he then has a heads-up play in the 56th minute. Steals a second yellow from Philadelphia Union. Lukic is sent off the pitch with a red card. Maybe a lifeline for Atlanta United, but it was not meant to be, because there were some what Mike Conte called preseason errors from the attack. Lots of pressure in this one. Noah Cobb then gets injured in the 66th minute. He's replaced by Jamal Traoré. Sabalub Genitze comes in for Jay Fortune. And Latte Loth picks up a yellow card. He will now be suspended next week. Bad continues to get worse. And then somehow you dig a little bit deeper and Philly slams the door on this Taibaribo header.
And a roll past Sullivan to the far touchline. It is saved. Sullivan now sends it to the front post. Header, score. Baribo. Bartek Schlieff collapses in exhaustion.
Exhaustion, frustration, lots of adjectives could be used to describe this one. Atlanta United falls in Philadelphia 3-0. Natty, just a kind of a frustrating result, to say the very least. I'm at a loss for words, unfortunately.
Yeah, you know, I think there needs to be more. I think we need to see more. I think that's just
that's
the word that keeps coming to mind for me. I mean, you got to see more offensively. I want to see more grit, like just more of that fire. Like, and I think it doesn't matter. Like, I think even in those moments where, you know, momentum isn't going your way, Jason said it, make a tackle. Be a little bit mean if you have to. Like, and I hate to be cynical like that. I hate to, you know, want to promote that, but that's a part of the game. One tackle like that can switch the momentum and change it your way. I think we need more. We need more from this team.
Yeah, and sometimes it's just that simple. Bad body language, lack of scoring, and lack of getting out-hustled, really. That's all there is to it. But I'm told Ronnie Dalla has taken the podium up in Philadelphia. We'll send it back up to the manager.
We don't know. We have to see pictures. Same with some groin thing, I think, with Tristan. And then I don't know, was a hit or something with Noah.
Did anything go right tonight? Anything go like y'all worked on?
I'm, of course, very disappointed. I think we have a lot of ball, but we are not good enough in the two boxes. I think we lose the ball too much in difficult situations, like easy situations, and then we get counterattacks on, especially the second goal. Third goal also coming from that in the game. So we are underperforming as a team and also individual. So that's something I have to look myself in the mirror and take the responsibility for, because we can do more on this. I've seen players playing better than this, and today we were, as I said, especially inside the two boxes, were we were too light and too easy.
It seemed like they just kept turning over the ball, trying to break Philadelphia's pressure. At any point, did you tell the guys just get it upfield? at some point instead of trying to play through.
Yeah, so that's a little bit of our identity. We want to be that for that team. We need to play also because we are not a team that can just kick the ball and just run for it. We are a different team than them. And we had many good opportunities around the 18-yard box the first half. But we didn't create clear-cut chances. I think we were very accurate. We were not accurate enough in the last third of the pitch. Should have more chances. We had a lot of shots, but they were for outside the box instead of having the inside. And they, when they come, they were much more dangerous. And we couldn't clear the ball well. And then they get the first goal after a couple of crosses. And then that's their game. But I think also in the break that we were, we were very into the game. So we had our opportunities and they had, of course, a couple of opportunities in the first half. But then we started well, but then we get this counter-attack again against us. And then I think I saw a lot of stress. And of course, now we are in the situation. We have to accept the situation and work from there and work positive from there. Because I see many really wants, but I think really wants too much. And this lack of a little bit of confidence, and that is my task now to get them back in where they can be, and I'm sure we're going to do that. But that's a tough day today.
You pulled Saba out at halftime of the last game because you had to make a formation switch, and then he didn't start tonight. Why didn't he start tonight?
I said that in a press conference. No, I didn't say to you. I said to somebody else. But that was because we wanted to have more security in the midfield. And I think that was I think he played very well on the side. I don't think he was the biggest problem today. Worked really hard and was a part of the game. So that was the reason that we wanted to have one extra in there to fight for second balls. Because if you play 4-2-4 and are too offensive, then against these kind of teams we get pushed over because they are very direct and they run and that is a part of the game. So that's I think that was. That was he did a good job today, Jay.
Okay, and you talked on Thursday about wanting to start to see some resilience from the guys, and then they give up these types of goals tonight. Are we starting to get worried that they just don't have that trait in them?
So I never give up, So we just have to keep on trying to improve each other. Today I felt. Too many were not in the level they can be, and that is we have to start there, and get the confidence and get together and build each other up because we can be hard on each other. We have to put them on, but in the end, it's like we have to enjoy it. We have to go out there as a group and look forward to playing the games, and that's what I say. We have to accept the situation right now. We are the way we are. And we just have to work positive from there. That's we cannot. The result don't fool us. That's the reason why we don't perform as well. And now we have to improve from that position.
Yeah, you talk about the attitude of this team. The attitude of this team is not positive. Let's just say that to the very least. That is Ronnie Dyla after the match. Atlanta United falls 3-0. Jay Fortune is also taking the podium right now. Let's send it back up to Philly.
Block out any distractions that may come our way. And I think if we focus on ourselves and continue to do the work that we need to do week in, week out to get better, I think the confidence will start to rise a little bit. But it just starts with doing the little things right. And once you see those little things connecting as a midfielder, connect one or two passes, a striker seeing the ball go on the back of the net, or even a shot on target, I don't know what it is for them, but the small things go a long way.
The attitude you did is one thing, and noticed a lot of the second goal that you and Noah were just trying to get things going again in the right direction. You guys are homegrown, you know, this club better than anybody. How does it feel personally to have a night like the speed, but the frustrating night where it didn't ever go
well? It's tough. Losing isn't fun, I think. It's been a rough, 3 years for me in my professional career, and I'd like to see this team do really well. I want to win with this team because they give me, my opportunity to play this game professionally. And when you see nights like tonight where nothing seems to go your way, it's really frustrating. But at the end of the day, we have to do what we got to try and do to fight till the end of the game. And in that moment, I just felt like that was just my role at that certain time.
Thanks, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's Jay Fortune up there in Philadelphia. He talks about the attitude in these moments. It's tough to kind of stay positive, Matty. I kind of feel that too. Of course, I'm not lining up and setting up and taking the ball at my feet, but at the end of the day, like, look, this team needs something with the attitude, and the attitude needs to be fixed. But we're going to continue these discussions here on the other side. We got to hit a quick break. This is a full-time report on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Yeah, obviously, Derby match.
And we are recapping a disastrous finish up there in Philadelphia where Atlanta United loses 3-0. And we just heard from manager Ronnie Dyla and midfielder Jay Fortune. And I want to start here with the manager. We heard briefly from him just talking a little bit about this team's attitude and this team, why you make these substitution decisions that you do and everything else. And obviously, everybody's going to question the manager in a moment like this where – you go on the road and you lose a match that felt like it was an important one for this club, just not necessarily in the scoreboard, or like in the standings or whatever. You're still in April. Like, you have a long way to go. But the mentality seems of this team feels like it has been in the balance. And so when you make every single decision that you make is going to be questioned just a little bit more, scrutinized and criticized and everything else. And we can get into managerial discussions, but Matty, your reactions to what you heard from the manager, just anything that pops out of your head.
I think just you can hear it kind of just the way Ronnie's talking. It's just you need more. You need more. I keep saying you need more, but I mean, I feel like at this point it keeps coming to mind. You know, it's disbelief. It's kind of just Ronnie saying he knows what this team can do. He's seen it, and he's right. He's right. We have seen it. It's just we need to find it again. I don't know how you do it. I don't know what needs to be done, but you got to find it. And it's the golden question, you know, going into next week against Orlando. What does need to change? What do you need to change? What's the fix here? Because you got to go into this next game and you got to find that fight. You got to find it. You got to find whatever that missing piece is. You have to find it. And I think that's what Ronnie said, you know, and I also really like what he said too, just about sticking together. Cause I think that's the one thing that is so unfortunate when you look at, you know, a game like this and the way things are going is that you can get so down and you can start blaming each other and you can start doing those things. And that can't happen in the locker room. You got to stick together. You got to come together. This is a moment for you guys to come together and to unite and to figure it out together. What is happening? And that's what you need. And I think they all know that. I don't think that that's any, you know, secret. I think they know that. But this is a time to unite, to come together, and to figure it out.
Yeah. You talked a little bit about the banner that was in the locker room before the match, and it was win, find a way to win. They certainly didn't do that tonight. But somebody who I feel like really loves this club and cares about this club is the next person who took the podium was Jay Fortune. And I know that you had something specific that you wanted to say about him, Matty, just talking about how he wants to help this team.
Jay, I said in pregame, and, you know, we talk about it all the time with SDH. I mean, we just chatted with Dominic Chongqui as well, who just recently had a homegrown signing. These kids, these guys, have been wearing the Atlanta United jersey since they were 12, 11, 15, 17. Yeah. They bleed for this club. Jay Fortune said in his post-game press conference, this is the club that gave him his professional opportunity, gave him his first taste of being a professional soccer player, and he wants to help in any way that he can. And we saw it today. We saw it. Every second he was on the pitch, we saw it. We saw what he was giving, and he continues to give it. And that's important. That is what needs to fuel this team. These homegrowns are the blood of the organization. I mean, just they bleed for the crest. And we need to see that not only from the homegrowns, but from everyone as well.
Yeah, and I think you could actually make the argument that Jay Fortune was the best player on the pitch for Atlanta, at least wearing an Atlanta United shirt this evening. And look, speaking of homegrowns, though, we're going to send it back up here to Noah Cobb, who's about to take the podium here in just a moment. But look, Jay Fortune was somebody who gave you a little bit of life. He injected something into this team, and I understand you have to make tactical substitution. You have to make changes in that way.
we'll discuss that here coming up a little bit later on in the full-time report. But let us actually send it up to Philadelphia. Noah Cobb has taken the podium.
Why did it go wrong, I guess I should say?
I think it's tough to point out one thing that I felt like went wrong. I think, you know, there were moments in the game where I felt in control and we're moving the ball actually quite nice. But I feel like just both boxes, we weren't necessarily clean enough. And ultimately, that's where the games were won and lost. And I think, yeah, that was it.
How do y'all, you're now shut out back-to-back games, having to score in 200-something minutes. It's another stretch. Earlier this season, we had scored in 200-something minutes. How can y'all, what can y'all do in the next few days to kind of get that belief, that resilience that Roddy was talking about over the season?
Yeah, I mean, I really want to believe that once the seal comes off, that it will really come off. And I think, you know, we've had games where we've actually scored quite a few goals, but we've also conceded quite a few goals in those games. We haven't really pieced together, you know, we haven't really matched it up. But I think it's just maybe a bit more cohesion, a bit more structure at times of sometimes I think, you know, we can maybe try to be a bit more positional and that comes from everybody on the pitch. But yeah, I mean, I think it's such small details that can really make such a big difference.
You're a vocal person in that locker room. How frustrating is the 9 months?
It is incredibly frustrating. I mean, I've been at this club since I was 13 years old. I'm a fan of this club. I love this club. So I mean, it breaks my heart. Like, I want to win games. I want to, you know, this is one of the biggest clubs in the MLS, if not the biggest club in the league. And I think, and it's such a big responsibility to have that. But, you know, I'm not scared of that. The guys in the locker room are scared of that. I think, you know, it's a long season, and there's no time for pointing fingers. We just really have to get our arms around each other and say, you know what, you know, we might just, while, you know, we have a lot of talent, we might just have to just go in there and just start kicking people and fighting for points and do the bare minimum there until stuff starts clicking. We might just have to say, you know what, screw these guys. We're going to go out there. We're going to stick it to them. We're going to kick them. We're going to fight them. We're going to just do whatever we can to scrape and claw for points.
How has that mentality changed between them and Orlando?
Yeah, obviously, derby match. We know how they feel about us. We know how we feel about them. They stuck us out last year, so it's time to, you know, put that in the back of our head and go down there, like I said, and just fight for points.
Yeah, so we'll leave next week that discussion coming up here for a little bit later on in the full-time report. But, Maddie, you hear the emotion from Noah. You hear the emotion from Jay. And I don't think it's a coincidence that the two people who come and speak to the media are two homegrowns. After a performance like this, I kind of wanted to hear from one of the veterans. I did. And I'm disappointed that I didn't hear from one of the veterans. And maybe we will. We still have a little bit of time to potentially hear from them. But I do want to talk a little bit about what we did hear. And Noah Cobb, you talked about this with Jay Fortune. And look, Noah talked about it in perfect detail there. You have to stick it to them. You have to scrape and you have to claw. Sometimes it means just doing whatever it takes. And that's what he's saying. And you hear the passion and the enthusiasm that he has for this club. And then you look elsewhere on the pitch and you just see apathy. And that's what it feels like when I watch this club. And look, I can't speak for them. I cannot say what they're feeling because obviously I'm not them. But I can speak as somebody who is a native son of this city and be frustrated. And I think Noah and Jay are two people who feel in that frustration.
Noah said it. You know, his heart is breaking. He's been with Atlanta since he's 11 years old.
Yeah.
11. You know, he's seen the highs and lows. You know, it's one of those things being a homegrown. You know, you're not only a player. You're not only playing for this team. You're a fan of this team. You want this team to do well. And Noah Cobb coming out there and saying what I think we've all been saying as well throughout postgame, what Mike and Jason have said too, is you need to just claw. At some point, Noah even said, just screw him. Yep. Go out there and just fight. Fight until the end. Claw, dig your way to the very end to get points. And Noah coming out and saying that, I think it's one of those things you need to hear it. I think you hear it from the homegrowns. We got to hear it. We got to hear it from everybody.
I need to hear it from the veterans. And look, I'll sit here and call them out for it because that is what I expect from those guys. Those are guys who, I'm not going to pull paychecks into this, but they are the supposed leaders of this club. You need to look to them to be the leader in this locker room. And I need to hear from them after this performance. Where's Brooks Lennon right now? Where's Miguel Almiron right now? Where's Alexi Marinchuk right now? Where's Saba? Where are these perceived leaders in the clubhouse? I don't know where they are. I don't know where they are. And I can listen to two younger players who I really feel like care about this club that I need to hear from these other guys. I need to hear what they have to say.
But my thing with it as well is you hear it from Jay and Noah, and I think it just shows the earnestness and it shows the passion that these two players do have, and these are players that have stepped up in moments. We saw Jay Fortune break through last season, started a lot of those games. Coming through again this season, Noah Cobb, the same thing as well. And Noah said it. Everyone needs to take ownership of doing this. Every single person, whether it's a homegrown, whether it is a veteran who's been there for a while, everybody needs to take ownership and needs to go out there and needs to claw and need to fight to the very end to get points. You need to fight. It needs to be a claw. Sometimes it's not pretty. Sometimes you got to go out there and just say, you know what? I'm going to shove this guy for no reason at all just to get momentum back. Yes, you got to do it. You got to do what you got
to
do.
You need to find momentum. A way to get energy.
Exactly. Yes. You got to find a way to get back into it, find the momentum, get it back on your side, get out there and get some points. It doesn't have to be pretty. It doesn't have to be nice. It doesn't have to be clinical. Go out there, get points. Yeah. That's what needs to happen.
Yeah, because you're quickly falling down this table. 1-2-2 in your last five. You are now 2-4-3 on the season. 9 matches played, 9 points to show for it, as well as the worst start in club history. Lots of frustration, and Noah Cobb talked a little bit about the seal coming off and saying when it does, it will really come off. Well, we've been saying that here for a good long while, but it seems like we're going to wait at least one more week. We will discuss what we might want to see in that match. Plus, I have one discussion point that I want to have with Matty about some tactical decisions made by our manager. We will discuss that here on the other side, right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Another frustrating result for Atlanta United. Their scoreless streak in run of play extends to 276 minutes without a goal in run of play. They are 2-4-3 on the season. 9 matches played, 9 points to show for it. And they are off to the worst start in club history. My name is Garrett Chapman. Her name is Madison Cruz. And we are on the full-time report. Atlanta United falls 3-0 to Philadelphia Union. It wasn't the only match taking place across Major League Soccer. Earlier on today, Austin, they beat LA Galaxy 1-0. Miami also wins 1-0 over Columbus in a battle of undefeateds. Charlotte with a big result here, 3-0 winners over San Diego. Montreal and Orlando play to a 0-0 draw. New England, 2-0 winners over NYCFC. DC United, 2-1 over New York.
I want to go back to New England. New England's on a streak. You know, they went on the road. They beat Atlanta at Mercedes-Benz. Now they were able to get a win over at home against NYC. Good for them.
Also, they learned how to score goals. So that's a different thing and then something that they're not really used to. They scored the one, I guess, against us, but two here against NYCFC. Seattle, 3-0 winners over Nashville. Chicago and Cincinnati, they're in the final minutes of this one. It looks like it's about to go final. Cincinnati up 3-2. Colorado and Houston also looking like it's about to go final, but it looked like we were going to have a winner, but now 2-2 is our score here.
I'm sad. I have my Colorado Rapids. They were winning. They were
late
winning.
Goal. A late goal in this
one.
St. Louis and Vancouver, 0-0 is the final in that one, as is the score with Minnesota and Dallas. It's halftime in Toronto, where they are up 1-0 over Real Salt Lake. In the 12th minute, Portland is up 1-0 over LAFC, or the goal there for the Timbers. And then kicking off any moment now, it's going to be San Jose and Kansas City. But that brings us back to the MLS table, where Atlanta United has now fallen down to 12th in the Eastern Conference. Charlotte and Cincinnati tied for the lead in the Eastern Conference. Miami sitting in third, but with a match in hand. They're tied with Columbus there in that spot. But Atlanta United, like we mentioned, they are downed 3-0 to Philadelphia Union. And I do want to remind you that Atlanta United would like to remind you that for each Atlanta United clean sheet this season, they will donate $2,000 to the Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. This year's donation total is currently $2,000. Not a lot of positive things to talk about, but I do want to talk about one thing that I've seen on social media, Maddie. It is the criticisms of Ronnie Dyla in this one. And many people were trying to come out and say that he made the wrong decisions, I guess you could say, with these substitution patterns. I don't know what more you really wanted from him
at this point. No, I disagree with that because, number one, you're already going into this matchup not expecting to have to burn two of your subs early on in the game for two injuries to two players who have been very solid for you.
In two separate windows.
In two separate windows. And it's very unfortunate that you have to do it, but you can't just leave them on and wait for another opportunity. You have to take them off. You can't risk further injury. I don't know what you would have wanted unless you wanted him to make a sub at halftime, but in that moment, you already made those subs. You try things out to keep it going. You don't want to burn another opportunity there. I don't understand the criticism because of just the situation of everything. I don't get that. I don't get that at all.
Yeah, and look, Saba Lobjanite comes in for Jay Fortune in the 66th minute alongside of Jamal Tiore for Noah Cobb, who, of course, was hurt in this match. Stan Gregerson, Tristan Muyumba both injured in this match as well. So, look, it was sort of a bad situation there for Ronnie Dyla. I mean, unless they wanted him to come out onto the pitch himself and score a goal, I don't really know what else the manager could have done in this one. And he's in an interesting predicament. We heard from him earlier in the show. And I really don't know what direction you can turn if you are the manager. But you got to find a button to push, a switch to flip. You need to find something because there is a critical match coming up next week, because every single week the pressure is going to continue to mount more and more. And now you get the derby with Orlando City, and we will talk about that one when we get back. This is the Full-Time Report on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Welcome back into the Full-Time Report on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Atlanta United falls 3-0 to Philadelphia Union in what Mike Conti described as one of the worst matches he's seen in his tenure as the voice of Atlanta United. And look, it's not just from the play on the field. It's the amalgamation of the frustrations that we saw there. We have multiple injuries. Deion Gregerson goes down. Noah Cobb goes down. Tristan Muyumba goes down. You have the 3-0 deficit. Anytime you lose 3-0, that's literally the quit score on FIFA. That's how you know it was a bad night on the pitch. Latte Loth also is suspended for the match against Orlando City. You play the final 40 minutes or so of this match up a man, and you're outscored in that time frame, and you only get three shots on goal. Unacceptable performance on the pitch, but Maddie, you're trying to tell me that there's something positive to take from this. I need you to give me the light at the end of the tunnel. Bring some light to my life, Maddie. What you got?
I will. Listen, I think it goes back to talking about Jay and Noah. I think they are the bright spot right now. I think just in what they said, I think if you're looking at what they said and you're taking it, I think from both Jay and Noah, it's the same thing. That there needs to be a willingness to die for your team, to go out there and bleed, to go out there and say, screw it, and just do everything you can to get 3 points. And we've seen it from Jay. We've seen it from Noah. We saw it from Bartosz Sliszcz in today's match as well. There needs to be more of it. We need to take these words, and they need to be pushed forward heading into next week against Orlando, because Orlando's not going to be an easy opponent. Mm-hmm. Now, it could be interesting, especially since Santos got a red card in that matchup against Montreal. He could be out. But I think when you look at what they said, what Jay Fortune and Noah Cobb, two players who know exactly what it means to wear the Atlanta United crest, you take those words and you use them. And you push them forward. And I think that's what it's going to be from what they said, from what Ronnie Dyla said, is that you need to take that attitude and you need to take that going forward. And you need to see it all over the place. You can't just have it from a couple players. You got to see it from everybody. Everybody's got to have it. You got to do it in order to get 3 points next week.
Yeah. And I criticized the veterans earlier in the show, and I still feel that way. But look, veterans, just because you're a veteran doesn't mean you're the leader. And sometimes a young guy can lead too. And maybe that's just what this team needs. It's someone, some of the youthful players to step up and lead. And I think by them stepping up to the podium here tonight, they showed a level of leadership. They showed the level of leadership on the pitch tonight with their level of play, what they brought, the energy, the passion. It was about the only thing positive that I think you could find on the pitch tonight. And look, that's a 3-0 loss, and that's just sort of the way it is. Up next, Orlando City. I'm told Santos got sent off on a red card. Is that accurate? So he's going to be out?
It is.
Okay, so that's a big knock.
Yeah, he will be out. He got a red card in the 76th minute. I'm trying to see if it's a straight red. It was a second yellow. Second yellow.
Okay, well, that's good news. That's one little bit of good news there for Atlanta United. No Santos there. 15 goals for, 12 goals against for Orlando City. They sit with 13 points in the Eastern Conference. That's good enough for seventh on that side of, of the MLS. Look, this is a place that you got eliminated last year. You won't be lacking for some passion. It's a place that Miguel Almiron, back in the day, he used to own this team. And look, hopefully we see a little bit more of that, because this team needs a little bit of positive here after a dreadful match in Philadelphia. But put it behind you. It's already done. What's done is done. Let's move on to next week. Let's go and see if we can get something positive out of this road trip. Special thanks to Dom Trosky, our producer in studio, for Mike and Jason, the voices of Atlanta United and Madison, of course, of soccer down here. My name is Garrett Chapman. Join us again on Saturday for our next broadcast as Atlanta United will take on Orlando City. Once again, final today, Atlanta United falls 3-0 to Philadelphia Union, but that's going to do it for the full-time report. My name is Garrett Chapman on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.